Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to In the Studio with Lennis. I'm so glad that you're joining us today on Wednesday, July 10th. And I just like to say right off the bat, thank you so much last week. I was sorry I was unable to be on, but we had one cousin I'm very close to, like sister, who we found out she had to have brain surgery. All this happened last Wednesday. One had brain surgery. Another one we found out we had had leukemia throughout his body. And then the third one, a real close friend to our family, found out he's got ulcers in his intestines. So it's like, damn, I know we're in Mercury retrograde, but shit. Hit me. So anyway, I thank you for your patience and everything. Today, hopefully, we have a fantastic show. We've got Brenda on the line with us, our resident psychologist-to-be, and our numerologist. Chime in, Bryn.
Hi, everybody.
Yes. And also, the new moon started, everybody, on the 8th. We will be out of Mercury retrograde by July 20th. Thank you.
Yes.
Things have been a rough one this time. And if you're not sure what Mercury retrograde is, real quick, it's when the planets go backwards, and this time it's in Cancer. Cancer is a sign of motherhood, nurturing, and all this. So you can expect to have problems at home, around the house, maybe appliances or quirky things happening, or either miscommunication, because Cancer is the mother in the nature of nurturing of the sign. So just to give you a little background history about Mercury retrograde, and it lasts 3 weeks, and we go through it 3 times a year. So we'll go through it one more time in the fall, and we'll be done with that fool.
Thank goodness.
So anyway, and three things before I start answering the line, I want you guys to do, start doing this every morning. To all the listeners, when you get up, say, I love myself totally and unconditionally. I forgive myself totally and unconditionally. And the third one, thank you, highest good. Now, that could be God, Buddha, Muhammad, whoever you believe in. I say the highest good or the universe. But if you say these three things every day, your day will begin on a very good note. Okay.
Yay.
Now, with and with that, we are going to begin. Our first caller is area code 312. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda, and good afternoon to you.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Tina.
And hi, Tina.
The question that I have is there are these two guys. One of them turned, like, sent me on, like, thinking what happened. These two guys, one, the guy who sent me asking me, like, who said, like, I'm questioning what happened is called Bob.
Okay.
I started dating him for a while, and everything was perfect. It seems like he was more into me than I was into him. He took me to meet his friends, and now he's telling me it's over, and I just don't know what happened. And then the other guy is also Rohit. I met with him, and we had great chemistry. And I'm wondering what you see in terms of relationship with these two guys.
Okay, now as far as Bob, I think Bob is a little scared. Not so much of you, I think, as a relationship. He enjoyed you as a person, so I'm not feeling anything there that, you know, that was fine. But I think for him, it was probably moving a little bit too fast, even for him, and he's not ready for a relationship. Now, he respects you and likes you as a friend. You know, and who knows down the line, maybe months from now or year from now, you two might hook up again. But for right now, he's just on the edge a little bit and scared of relationships, so... It's not, I mean, yes, it has to do with you, but indirectly it has to do with him if he's ready to settle down. So, true enough, communication was bad. He should have at least sat down and communicated to you how he's feeling emotionally, you know what I'm saying, about
relationship. Well, initially, I didn't want a committed relationship. I just wanted to date, and he should date other people. And that's how I made my intention clear to him, and he told me no, that he just wants to date me. And I told him there were other people I was considering as well. So I don't even understand the
whole
thing.
So wait a minute. Okay. Listen, when I get an energy off of you, when you're with a guy and you're talking to him, you have a way of you're a touchy feely kind of person, aren't you? You know what I mean? Like you might lean into somebody and put your head on their shoulder or. You rub their arm a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're very, so it's really nice for them, but I think that it's confusing for him, too. The impression I'm getting is also confused. There's a lot of women who don't even do that. I mean, you know, they go out on dates for months, and they barely even touch the guy. But you're very warm and touchy-feely. And I believe that he's interpreting that as it's more. But then when you say that you're seeing other people, it's confusing. It's probably harder on men, generally, than women when women do that. Men will do the same thing. They just don't necessarily express it like you did. You're being very honest, which is very good. So I what I'm picking up, like Linus, he does like you. He's probably really unsure. And because he's not really sure if he's ready, that's all adding into it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he started with the touchiness. He was the one who was, he's always all over me. And he asked me, is that too much? I keep telling him, yes, it's too much for me. Then when I was about to penalize, say, okay, I was thinking about it, you know, maybe, yeah. You know, even when he's kissing me, I'm like, it's way too much for me, you know. I don't want to jump into anything committed right now. I told him that. But now
okay, now, Tina,
like,
you do understand that this man was lusting after you to begin with, right? It wasn't about your mentality. It was about your body. That's why he was all over you. Okay, it was lust at first, and then from lust it went to like, I wonder, you know, what it would be with a relationship with this woman. So, you know, you got to see those red flags, too, at the beginning. You said it was too much? Yeah, it was too much. That was your red flag, like, is he really interested in me, or is he just interested in having sex with me?
No, he told me he wasn't interested in sex, and that sex spoils things, so we didn't have sex. During 2 months.
You're doing
dating. Everything
except that. Come on. Come on. Any point that you're being physical with somebody, even touching them, there is a lead point there. So you had to be careful.
Sexy with the man.
Let me ask you about the other man because I got to move on. Today I'm going to try and get as many calls as I can. No offense, Tina. And what was the second guy?
His name is Rohit.
Rohit.
And I have a true soul connection with him, and I want to see what you pick up for the two of us.
Okay. I'm getting from him like a fly by night. I'm not getting a closeness.
Yeah.
Why do I feel that like a flight?
It's not
when
a strong
I say fly by night, he's just there for temporary and he's gone. But you tell me that you two have developed a closeness, so why do I see this?
No, not him. We haven't developed. I developed the closeness with Bob, actually. With him, we met. There was instant connection there. And then he pulled back because his relationship ended 2 months ago. So
at a vulnerable state, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I decided to
explains that. Well, that's why I said fly by night. Tina. He just
it's
got
rebound.
Out of the ship.
Yes, rebound.
He's not ready to rebound. So that's why I said fly by night.
You know, it's a rebound. Rebound relationships. They're sort of like helping you to feel better before you move on and decide to really go for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So usually people don't stay there with rebound relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They move on.
Okay.
It's just a good idea if somebody's just come off a relationship within 2 months to not expect much.
No, I'm not expecting much from him, but I'm just saying down the road what you see for the two of us.
Oh, you want to know down the road for who's in your company or if these two are going to be down the road?
Yeah, we are going to have something down the road.
I don't see down the road for either one of them.
I don't either.
What do you see, Lydia?
Nope. I don't either.
I don't.
Okay.
I see the man that's coming toward her. He's got glasses, and he's more of a businessman, almost like a teacher, intellectual, but I see like a teaching.
Oh,
but
he has a suit on and
glasses, so I'm saying a teacher because that's the aspect that I'm picking up. But the latter part of August.
I know that person.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I hope we were able to help
you,
Tina.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Area code 818, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brittany calling.
Hi. Brittany. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call today. I'm calling because there have been some major shifts and changes that have been happening in my life the past 2 months, spiritually and physically, with, you know, a move and everything. And I just wanted to know what you see in regards to what's happening next.
Brittany, you are a woman. Slow down, girl.
Yeah.
I know you want to accomplish a lot, and bless your heart, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that, but slow down a little bit. You're doing good. I just don't want you to go past yourself.
Okay.
What were you picking
your
up?
Your job. Did you have a job before you moved, or did you just now take a new job?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Did you have a job before you made the move, or did you just take a new job?
No, well, now with my career, that's really what I wanted to ask about.
Okay.
There's some changes in my career. I do side work as, like, to make money to pay my bills, but as far as my career, I do creative. Like, I'm a creative being. So I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to the career? Do you see me actually working within my field?
You have two fields that you're working with right now.
I see yes and no. So are you working in two fields?
Can you say that again? You went out.
Okay, I said, are you working in two different fields, as Brenda stated? Because I see yes and no.
I'm within the creative, the entertainment industry.
Yes, but also... You're also doing something else.
I do, like, modeling and bartending and stuff like that.
Okay, well, I initially, when you started talking, I saw a big change. Either you lost one job and you were moving to another, or you just started a new job, or you changed something about your job. But I saw a big change. Like, it's a jump, like almost like a jump from one thing to another. Did you get more responsibilities or something?
No, I just moved into a relocation from the city to the suburbs. And
yeah, but this isn't about your residence. It's about your job.
I don't know. I haven't. There's nothing that has been changed as of now.
I thought you just said earlier too that you were okay. Well, okay. Listen, there's a change coming. I don't know if you're just going to get more responsibilities, or if you're going to get bigger accounts, or if you're going to break off and start something on your own. But there's a big change coming, is what I'm feeling. I don't know what Lenis feels, but she might have a different perspective.
You're picking up better than me, because I wasn't picking up change. I just felt she's going very fast, rapidly, and the changes are occurring, but I'm not to say that it won't change, because, look, she's moving very rapidly, which is good.
She's trying to push a lot.
The entertainment business is the field for you to be in. You are right on with that. You are right on point. So you are in the
perfect field. I know that I'm, like, on the right path and everything's happening, and you're so right about me moving fast. I do need to slow down. I know that for a fact. But do you see me actually working, like, as an actress? Like, as a, like, am I on set? Do you see anything in regards to that?
You know what? There's something that you're doing, and I'll tell you what I see. I see you doing advertising, which is also going to enhance your acting ability. But I see people using you in TV ads, PSAs, like that, and maybe that's your jumping-off point, is to go. You're doing your acting, but you're doing advertising for different people, and you're in the entertainment business, so you're in your correct field. But like I said, what I'm seeing right now is advertising. Like, people may come to you and say, well, hey, you're a pretty lady. Would you like to, you know, advertise this product? I don't know if you have an agent or a publicist or anything, but, you know, I see you, but that will be the board for you from there to bounce off and go into, you know, like movie or television. In other words, it gets you being seen, these advertising, whether it's in print magazine or you're on TV, but I see you on TV. You know what I see you? Remember that woman that does the, oh, my God, the insurance, the Geico, whatever her name is, Faith, Bade, or whatever her name is? That's how I see you, that it's popular product, and they'll have you do advertising. Well, through that, Brittany, you will be noticed.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, so.
So then I'm right on the money here, because I said there's two different things you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, the entertainment field isn't all just one field. So you're going to move from advertising to acting? Is that what you're doing? You're actually going on auditions.
Yeah, I do that now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, so when I said you're doing two different things, you didn't think that they were separate?
No, because I thought you were you were talking about, like, what I do right now just for money, you know?
Yeah, okay. There's still two different jobs.
I don't get paid.
So that's why Lenis was having a yes and a no.
Oh.
And I said that things are going to get, well, anyway, it doesn't matter. So, yeah. What you do that has to do with your own accord, that has to do with your own talents, that's going to take off.
Okay.
That's why I was asking, and I kept saying you're doing something else. So you're okay. I mean, you get me, right, Lenis?
Yeah, she is. Okay. So you're through her creativity, which is great. So through that, look at products, and send your picture and a little small cover letter and tell them that you're available to do commercials, okay, whether print or on TV or radio. Make yourself available to all three industries.
Okay. That is very.
Because the more ground you cover, the more options that you have available to you, right? So you don't want to just do TV. you want to do, you know, magazines or even on the radio, maybe a voiceover on the radio. All you want to do is get out there so people can recognize who you are. That's your main goal.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You see that happening soon, though, because I feel it happening soon.
If you feel it, then it'll be.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself, it'll be. Mm-hmm.
I will.
It's gonna be a big shift.
So much.
You're okay. Most welcome. Have a wonderful day, Brittany, and thank you for calling.
Yes,
Area code 617, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda.
Hello, Foxy ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Okay, remind me your name again.
I'm Lisa.
Lisa.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Linus, how are you? And my prayers
much
to your family.
This week, God knows. Last week was a burp, but it's better.
Yes.
Family's doing better, so I thank God
good.
For that. Prayers have been answered. At least they've
good.
Been heard. Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Hi, Brenda. It's good to hear your voice, too.
Yes, yours, too. I love your voice. I told you that last time.
Thank you.
How are you doing? Come on, tell us what happened.
Well, I see ice cream around you. What are you celebrating? Lisa, I see ice cream, people eating ice cream and laughing and talking. Or is it your birthday? Something, a celebration is coming up because they're all around you.
No, my birthday was in April.
Are you guys having a family barbecue or reunion or something?
Actually, my family's coming up.
I mean, I see these people around you, children and adults, and everybody's got ice cream. Like,
actually, my family,
you don't have
my family's coming up from Virginia. They go to a festival every year here in Massachusetts that's called the Carnival.
Okay,
yeah.
And they're going to be happy. We'll see. Well, I'm just telling you, when they get here,
yes.
Y'all going to enjoy. You're going to have a wonderful time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
that's
good.
What
good,
I was
good,
seeing.
Good.
I know it was something because I was like, oh, they're so happy.
Yes, I haven't seen them in quite some time. So when they do come up, we make sure we have fun and we laugh. It's beautiful. It really is. It's beautiful.
Is there an aunt coming that's coming up? Because she's got a gift for you. Is there an auntie coming? Or somebody that's like an aunt to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She's going to have a gift for you when she gets there.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh, I love it.
It's something like, you know, passing on in the family. I don't mean like going to the retail store. I'm talking about something that's going to be very special to you that you will hold on for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's good.
Almost like a legacy in the family.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
You'll know. It's very touching. Whatever it is, it's very touching. But now it's your time to take the baton and hold it until you pass it on to someone else.
Amen. Amen. Well, my question, thank you. My question was in regards to actually a job that I applied for. About a week and a half ago, and I'd like to see if this will be a good opportunity for me.
I thought you were going to get it. Didn't we talk about you getting a job last time, Lisa? That you were, there was a position coming. Didn't we talk about that?
I think we did, but I don't know if
it was
the same job.
Months.
No, it wasn't the same job.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Huh.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yes, you're going to get a job, but there's some confusion around it, and I'm trying to ask Spirit. I see you taking your foot and putting it in somebody's behind, and I'm like, hey, Lord, what kind of job is this she going to? You got my attention, but, yeah, I see some confusion. You ain't going to be at that job long. Okay, now I see. They piss you off because I see you with your foot raised and your foot is in this woman's behind, and she's got a pretty big behind, what I can visualize right now. So that just tells me that somebody's going to piss you the hell off, and you're like, you know what, I don't need this. I don't need this. So it's not the job. It's a couple of people at the job. So I guess if you can get past them or deal with them, yeah, it'll be great.
But this is an issue that Lisa runs into a lot. You know, we talked about that, but you know, Lisa, you know, people are jealous of you. You know, you're one of those impressive people that people just have a hard time with the fact that you know, the way you look is, you know, there's jealousy that seems to surround you a lot.
See,
right?
It's interesting. Well, it's interesting because when you and Linus talk about it, I understand it. But sometimes when some women talk about it, they always seem to make it feel like there is something negative about me.
I
yeah,
know.
They're
trying to
drunk.
Make you feel guilty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To feel guilty.
No,
like,
don't. You don't let people feel guilty. You just say I'm
no,
blessed.
No, that's their junk.
Yeah, that's
but,
their
you
junk.
Know, Lisa,
I'm
guess,
blessed and I'm thankful.
Some about
Hamlet
the way you need to own
that.
You are.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
And you're still not doing that.
Okay.
You just own who you are, and then. People just sort of fall in step.
Okay.
Because I know that you try to make friends with people, but by the time that happens, it seems like they've already, you know, got something sort of up their butt, so to speak, about you.
Mm.
And there can be nothing else. Because let me tell you, your energy about who you are, a decent, wonderful, helpful, supportive person. That is coming through loud and clear. We've talked about that.
Yes.
But you, on top of that, you've got that triple set going on. You are a nice looking woman.
Okay.
You're nice. So.
You know what it is. They jealous of Lisa like they were Jesus. Everywhere Jesus went, jealous. Who is this man with all this power? She don't have to say anything. It's just her essence, her as a human being. And it's too bad that people feel judged. But, you know, it's just life. It's just the way they are still. Like I told you, when Brenda said, empower, you know, believe in yourself and empower yourself, remember I was being funny, but I said, look good, smell good, taste good if you had a man. That is conceit, but it's conceit for yourself to know that this is who you are.
Yes.
You're very good. You're attractive. You're intelligent. You're physical. You're spiritual. So whenever people come and they say things that, you know, you're sensitive, it hurts your feeling, or why did they come at you like that, just say, you know what, I love these haters because that tells me I am doing so good.
That's
Lord,
true.
I'm doing good.
That's
how much
true.
Better can I do? Let me get 20
That's
more
true.
You fuckers, you know? That's how I look at it, because you're doing something good, and you are. You're a good person, and you have a lot to give to the world and help humanity. So
Amen. People
are jealous of that. But you know what? They could do it, too. They could
That's
do it, too.
True.
They just choose not to. So
I just don't want
God
this
you.
To jeopardize things for me.
Well, see, that you got to let that fear go. That's
Stop
working
that.
On you.
Okay.
That's where you're jumping in the boat with them. Don't jump in that boat.
Okay.
Listen, the way that you are is what gets you your jobs. You realize
That's
that, right?
That's true. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go with that and honor it.
Okay.
You know, and it's just, if somebody, even if you hear someone, as you go by their desk and they're like, she thinks she's all that.
I
Don't
am all
go
that.
Back and say, look, is there something you want to ask me? Because that's confrontative. But sometime later, maybe in the day or the next day when you see them, give them a compliment that they don't expect coming.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
You know, because then the egg's on their face, and you just continue to treat them like, girl, you just know how to do it. Where do you find those dresses?
That's
you just
true.
Keep
yes.
doing that.
That's
oh, yeah,
true.
Kindness will kill anybody. We know that. If you return in kindness, they can't say anything but just look at you with the mouth
Absolutely.
Wide open and drop. Yeah.
And I think what it is for me, it's also teaching me a lesson. It's teaching me to stand in my power.
That's right.
And stop running.
Yes. And, honey, just when you think you done come to the end of the road, turn that curve. Because you ain't come to the end yet. That's not the end of the road, not until you turn that curve.
That's
and then
true.
There's another road yet, so, mm-mm.
That's true.
Because right now you're almost being apologetic to them, and people feel that energy, and it'll be like, you know, henpecking. They
right.
see the weakness, and they just jump all over it.
Yes, 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 yes.
Even
I
though,
like
and they're probably really confused because they can't even figure out why they can get away with it.
Mm.
you know, and that right. really then takes you into a deeper weakness with them. So
that's interesting. That's
yeah,
interesting.
You take that confidence you have when you go to apply for jobs. Mm-hmm. It's like in the back of your mind, you need me more than I need you. You
exactly.
have that.
Exactly.
And you constantly put that through. You just need to let that go with the
yes.
people in the office.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
don't apologize for who you are.
That's true.
Heck no.
I mean,
yourself.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Hey, pop your
I haven't seen you, but I can tell. Yeah. You have nothing to apologize for.
This
oh,
is true. I don't.
Keep going.
Actually,
no,
I don't.
We're
going to
build that
gonna...
self-confidence in you.
What's that?
I said we are going to build that self-confidence in you because you're a remarkable woman. You just don't
yeah.
see it in yourself, but you are.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because like I said, I am so tired. I'm at a point, I'm already at that point, where I'm tired of people taking my livelihood and my joy.
Oh, they don't
oh.
take it. Lisa,
well,
like you give
yeah.
it away.
Yeah.
Ours.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. And I'm not going to, I don't want that, I'm not having that anymore. I'm just not having it. And that goes with family as well.
Oh, girl, yeah, family and friends. You know what Mr. Brown from Tyler Perry's show, Meet the Brown, what would he say?
Yeah.
The devil is a lie. The devil
yep.
is a lie. Now, that's funny. But it's true. When people come up
yeah.
talking that messy mess, ugliness to you
yeah.
and foolishness,
yeah.
Just look, I'm the devil is a lie. Go on with that. Go on with that.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear
That's
it. Go
true.
On with it.
This is true.
You know, and that That's deters true. Them, too, because they keep wanting to talk, you know, kind of hard to talk to yourself. Nobody else is there. I shouldn't say it's not hard to talk to yourself, but anyway. But anyway,
this
Lisa, I hope that we've helped you. I got to move on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, and
beautiful.
Always feel free to call. And let me say this, too. Anybody that wants an in-depth reading, you can – my website is being updated, thank God. Just so many changes and stuff going on. But anyway, you can – if you want an in-depth reading from me, it's L-E-N-N-I-S, Lennis, 44, at hotmail.com. Go to my website and be sure and let me know that you were on the show. And
okay.
that you want a more in-depth reading. Okay.
All right. The next time I call is going to be some good news.
That's
oh,
right.
I sure hope so. I believe
it's
always
good news, Lisa. But I get to hear your beautiful voice.
Oh. Yes.
Thank
yeah.
you so much, ladies. Thank you, and many, many
you
blessings.
You and have a wonderful
day, Betty.
You as well.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Area code 229. Thank you for being patient. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melvin.
Hey, Melvin.
Melvin, how you doing?
I'm doing...
Can I make us proud, Melvin?
Ma'am? What now?
I said, are you going to make us proud?
I hope so. I'm trying to work on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling about two concerns that I'm... You know, school starts next month for me.
Okay,
and,
you guys go okay.
Yes, ma'am. August 14th, and I'm trying desperately to get in and cut that. Can't hear you.
Okay, go ahead, Melvin. I can hear you. What happened? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to see can I get, you know, scholarship or even a loan because I owe the college $1,600 and they won't let me register until I pay that. And I'm sweating bullets. So, and it's so stressful because I haven't been back to school since my mom passed in 2009. So I'm trying to get back in next month. What can you tell me about that?
You know what? I see that there's college loans that you can get. I know you probably don't want to double debt, but I see that I don't know why I'm getting banks, that if you went to a bank, they would give you a school loan to pay off that $1,600.
Okay, I was thinking about SunTrust Bank because I'm online right now, and I did apply for that a year ago, and it didn't go through well. I didn't get it, but... What bank Should I?
Well, just, you know what, apply to as many of them as you can. But before you do, since you're online, my suggestion, Melvin, is to look for the banks that do school loans, college loans, and then apply at those banks. Because then you'll have a better chance, I would think. Or even credit unions. I don't know in your state, but even see if there's any credit unions that also do college loans. I'm sure there's got to be. There's got to be some credit unions, too, which will give you a cheaper interest rate through a credit union than the bank. But
did you try consolidation loans, Melvin?
I try who now?
A consolidation loan for your student loans? So
yeah,
with a consolidation loan, they would consolidate your previous debt, and they should be able to add in the new debt so that you're paying. But most likely, you're going to have to pay a monthly payment for a minute. I don't know if it's 6 months or whatever until, because I'm not quite sure if you defaulted or not. I can't tell, but I think that's part of the issue is, there's something like that going on. I'm not trying to tell your business, but there's something like that going on. Either you didn't notify someone in time, you know, about a deferment, but you'll need to clear that up. And if you can't right away, listen, if you can't right away clear that up, that you did try to put something in and you didn't, then a consolidation loan would be what you'd want to seek, so that you can at least start, and then after so many months, you usually can contact the U.S. Department of Education. Then they'll relook at your ability to borrow student loans, you know, on a regular basis.
Right. Yes, ma'am, because see what happened, I maxed out my tuition at the college, and I'm a senior, and I did consolidate my loans through this program that Mr. President Obama offered, and they took all of my loans, all of my Stafford loans, and all my loans that I, you know, when I was in school, they consolidated those, but they also deleted them off of my loan. I don't owe the school anything, but they're saying that it's still pending on there, but my paperwork that I got saying that, you know, I don't owe the school anything, only but the $1,600. So they saying that I got to pay that out of pocket.
Okay, well, that might be the way that that particular thing is set up to be that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Brenda, you know more on school loans and stuff than I do, but I would think that even on the Obama plan, there's at one point or something that you're going to have to pay part of that money back.
Right.
If you owe the $1,600 to the school could have a hold against your FA, you know, your FAFSA.
They do.
Okay. So now that's the issue. If you're going to have to deal with that. And I don't know if you know, whatever kind of loan, or you could set up a repayment plan with the school. And if you talk to them about a repayment plan, even a small one, you could ask them about, you know, how long would I need to pay before you'll take the hold off of my FAFSA, my student loans. That's what you want to do. If they tell you they'll take it off in 6 months, you're still going to make sure they do it, because sometimes they don't do that. And if they say they don't have a loan or you shouldn't have a loan, then you need to go to the U.S. Department of Education and tell them that they still have a loan despite the fact it shouldn't be there. And if that doesn't work, I'll tell you what I had to do. I had to go through my my senator. And she contacted U.S. the Department of Education, and then the school, I mean, all my loans were paid. I didn't owe anybody, but they wouldn't take the hold off. So you might want to check in with your senator and or your council person in your school, you know, just write a simple letter explaining what you're trying to do, tell your sob story, whatever that is, getting back into school as an adult or whatever, and then, you know, see what they'll do. Normally, they can actually be a nice emissary for you.
Like okay? the mayor of here in Georgia or something, or the mayor of my hometown?
The mayor is not likely to be in a position unless, is it a state school or a junior college?
It's a private school.
Well, private schools don't really listen to all that, so you definitely would probably need to go to the senator level.
Somebody that can make a decision in your behalf.
Right, because they're in charge of possible affecting federal funding, whereas your mayor would not.
Okay. Well,
this is
going
to take some work on your part. But write letters. If you want, write a letter to the mayor, write a letter to your senator, write a letter to your councilman's office, and CC all of them so that they know that you're contacting all of those offices with
the
same story. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
By doing all of that, I mean, do you guys see me, like, do y'all see me in school? But,
One question. I got too many people waiting. I'm sorry. Melvin, I do.
Oh.
I can only do one question today. I feel bad, but there's a lot of people waiting, and I hate to have people keep waiting, so that's why I say one question per caller. Okay? You can always call back. You know we love you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Melvin. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 310, you're on the line with Lennox and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello, lovely ladies. This is Vince.
Hi, Vince.
Hi, Vince. How are you doing?
I'm not very good.
Uh-oh, what's wrong?
Well,
yeah, what's
by the way, I'm calling from Los Angeles. So here's what's happened is I've been out of work for a long time. And a couple weeks ago I did get a job, and I'm waiting for a starting date. In the meantime, but it's been 2.5 weeks. In the meantime, I'm waiting to hear from 6 other companies that I've had interviews both over the phone and in person over the last 2 weeks, and we have fallen behind in our rent and our bills and everything, and our landlord last week just served us papers for eviction, and I talked to the office manager, and he said that if we pay everything up we owe in full by the end of this month, we can stay and they'll give us a new lease. And right now it comes to, and that's with legal fees, and it comes to close to $5,000. We may have a friend that might lend it to us, but I think they're reluctant because I'm not working. So I'm just wondering, can you shed some light if I'm going to be working soon, if we're going to be able to get this loan from our friend, or what's going to happen, because we're scared to death right now being on the streets.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to let Lennox completely handle this one because you need someone really tight.
Okay.
Vince, the first thing that I picked up as you were talking is there's an aunt and uncle that will help you financially, but also that you could move in with this older couple. They have a medium to large house that would accommodate your family, and it'll help you out until you get on your feet. Now, they will also help you with some money. It won't be a lot. It may be like $2,000 or $3,000 that they can help. But if it gets to the point that you are going to have to move, this older couple, I mean, you probably know who they are than I would, will take your family in and will still give you money to help you out. You know what I mean? They're not going to look down on you or put you down or anything because they know that everybody's battling something nowadays, God knows. So, but they would help you out. Your landlord, it's about business. You know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, they.
I'm not saying the man
very
don't have a heart and he's not compassionate towards you and your family, but it's about business. And
right.
As chicken shit as that sounds, because I wish we were the other way in our society, but, you know, business is business and personal is personal. So
right.
They want their money, but I understand you. That's what you're trying to do is get a job and provide for your family. But
yeah.
I see that you're probably going to be moving. That's what I see, is that you're probably going to be moving, and there is this older couple, like an aunt and uncle or maybe grandparents, like I said, that will take you in. Now, I see the beginning of August. Remember this. I see you wearing white, so you must be working, I would say, in a hospital, something like that that's in the medical field. Now, I don't know if that means that you'll be an orderly or you're working in laundry or what, but I see you wearing a white uniform, and you will get hired around the 1st of August. Your salary is going to be low. I'm sorry. It's going to run between $10 and $12.50. But the good part about it, it will give you medical for your family. The pay isn't that much, but, you know, it's better than nothing. But they do have a good medical system that you won't have to worry about the wife and kids. So that's a blessing.
Right.
You know, sometimes you got to take low to high. But anyway, but I see that around the 1st, like I said, the 1st of August. In October, you'll be moving into your own place. And I'm going to tell you, it's a house. It looks like it's up in the hills. It's kind of outside of a main city. Say, for instance, if you lived in, San Jose or San Francisco, you're 20 minutes outside the main city. But the rent is cheap, and you can afford to live in this house.
Right. Well, that's what we want.
You can afford to live in this house.
Yeah,
somehow you get extra funding. So I don't know if, like, you applied for something for extra, you know, like maybe the Red Cross or something like that, but you might apply. That money finally comes through, then in October you're able to move. So you're only maybe about 3 months kind of, you know, being homeless. But in October you won't be homeless because, like I said, you can move in with this older couple. But in October I see you back where you have your own place, which makes you feel really good. It makes you feel good as a man that now you got your family back where you got your own domain, you know?
Yeah.
It just helps you to feel better. So October, you'll be back in your own place. 1st of August, you should find. So do apply. I'm telling you, apply at any medical field. I don't care if it's like the little community health center or, you know, a major hospital or something like that, but do apply because they are going to hire you. Like I said, it's a little bit less than what you're making, but it'll help you out, like I said, as far as the medical aspect. If your family gets sick or going through anything, at least they will have medical coverage.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's funny. Yeah.
Well, okay, you were going to say something. What was it?
I was just going to say that I wanted to confirm something because you said I was going to be wearing some kind of white uniform, and you might be right, but it's not in the medical field. The company that I just got hired from and I'm waiting for a starting date, they're called Ventura Foods, and they make like
I thought it was something to do with, serving.
They do want to bring me in through their temp agency, which is I've already registered with them. They want to bring me in through that. And they said that I would be starting at about $12 an hour at first. And then if things work out, it'll be about 2 or 3 weeks. They'll bring me on full time, and they'll put me on a probation period.
Yeah.
And then as I get further into the workplace, I'll be making, it'll take about a year and a half, but I will be in, I will end up making like $20-$22 an hour.
Also going to get tips. You know that, right?
Well, no, it's a manufacturing place.
Oh.
So
manufacturing, yeah. So when I said in white, that's it. That's a job. He's going to get it.
I just want to say to you, Vince, I know that you're real worried about the whole thing about the eviction.
Uh-huh.
Psychologically, listen, this is one of those moments where you should just give up the ghost, and you're not even going to realize how much your stress is going to lower, and then you can focus on your family, your work, and everything else, and you'll think more clearly, and you're going to be just fine. You know, it's time to give up the place. Because you're going to put yourself in harm's way to keep trying to scramble and get into more debt to stay somewhere that's not really working for you anyway.
Right.
All has come along because it's time for us to move somewhere else anyway.
Yeah,
so
that's what's telling you. The universe is making you move to get away from there and find out.
Your life is going to be so much better than you realize, and you're going to look back and say, that was the best thing that happened to me.
Yeah. I just want to get a job to pay the bills and bring food and everything, because it's just my wife and I and my cat. And But my real heart and goal, once I get situated in a job, my real heart and goal, which is what I'm going to pursue, is my acting and my writing. You know, so that's, I mean, I'm 53 years old, but I still think I can make it. And, in fact, I just recently, I went for an open call audition for Survivor for 2014. And they said that I did a really good, audition. And they really liked me. So I'm hoping I get picked. And, you know, so I'm trying to get things going that way. But I definitely need a job right now to bring money in to pay the bills, because otherwise we're going to be really bad in bad shape. And my unemployment is almost run out, so.
Well, listen, Vince, let me ask you this. Do you have, because like I said, I see this older couple, do you have older relatives or, like, extended family member?
Well, neither my wife or I do, but, well, I don't, but my wife knows a lot of people. In fact, let me put it this way. There's an older woman. She just went through some court issues with her adopted daughter. Her adopted daughter was trying to take away a lot of money that she made her on her own. And this woman is a very, very wealthy woman. She's one of the people that was hinting around that she might give us the loan. And she lives in a beautiful house and everything. So. And then she talked to somebody yesterday that she hadn't talked to since 1980 that she knows that's very wealthy, and she's well-to-do as well. So my wife is putting the word out there. And her name, this girl's name is Christine, by the way, and she's thinking about lending us the money.
And she will. That's what I was saying. Remember, I kept saying aunt more than an uncle. I said, okay, aunt and uncle, but an aunt.
Yeah.
I said, if you have an aunt, that, yeah. So, yeah, this woman will. Because remember I told you, you don't have to pay her back. She's going to give you the $2,000 or $3,000. She's just going to give it to you. But she will also allow you to live with her until you get on your feet.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's a nice woman,
and she likes your wife. So,
she loves my wife.
Don't worry about the daughter, because you're only there temporarily. You're just
there for maybe three months. The stepdaughter's living with her. She's long gone. But, you know, I'm not the kind of person that will just take money that somebody gives me. I don't like it like that. I'd rather pay somebody back if they're going to lend this money, especially that large amount, you know, because I've always been the person that wants to be independent and always paid back whatever I can and everything. So
that's,
you know,
beautiful, Vince. But listen, when we pray and we ask for help, it doesn't necessarily mean when that help comes that we give it back just because somebody, we ask for help, and that's what you get. And if this woman wants to just give it to you and she tell you don't insult her kindness by trying to pay her back, do that, hon. Do it.
Yeah. Well,
pay
I've
her
always
back.
Been,
Say
I've
thank
always
you,
been
and
the,
I appreciate the love that you've shown me and my wife. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, because I've always said one thing. Whenever somebody makes it where they have a lot of money, whether it's in business, whether it's acting or whatever, they have an obligation to society to pay back, to help others that are less fortunate. And a lot of people misuse that, and a lot of people don't, they neglect it. And I know one person that's very wealthy. He's got millions of dollars because of his father's invention back in World War II that the Army bought. This guy's got millions, but he's the most greediest, selfish, hated person on the planet. And he's a racist. He hates gays. He hates Jews. He's just full of hate. And he doesn't. And there are people like that that will not give back to society because they don't think they own society anything.
Well, don't focus on that. Focus on just, you know, taking care of yourself. And, you know, understand this. If there's something you can't handle right now, it's okay to let it go. This woman says you can, you know, even if she says, I don't want to lend you this right now, but you guys can live with me till you get on your feet, then take that and go with that graciously. Or if somebody else offers that, because you know that this is probably something that needs to happen. And that will free up your funding for when you get it, to help you pay your other bills until you get on your feet to live where you want to live. But I'm just telling you, I'm telling you that this is happening for a good reason for you guys. And I know you're fearful. We all go through that. But coming to you,
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And
you're welcome, Vincent. Thank you for calling. And let us know how you're doing. Give us a call back in October. I want to hear about your new place.
I'm going to say a prayer for you, Vince.
Okay.
Me too.
For the survivor.
All right. Yeah, and I'm going to cross the fingers. See me getting that?
Well, I that's why I said you got to go with Linus. I couldn't get in depth on you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and we'll pray in for you.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
He's going to be all right.
360, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Daphne.
You're welcome.
Hi,
Daphne. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you for asking. Well, I am calling to find out. I have been single for a very long time. And I want to see if you see anything happening in the future.
Okay. Daphne, anything happening in the future? Who's the man around you that has a butt? Huh? Daphne, who's the man around you that has a butt?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you asked.
I said, who is the man around you that has the bubble butt?
Yeah.
What's a bubble butt? I don't know what that is.
Oh. I'm sorry, I'll put it like this. He has a large bottom. He has a large bottom for a man, but he's not like fat, so I don't want to put it like that. But he just has a large bottom.
Okay, I don't know, because I rarely, I don't have any men around me really, so I don't know.
Okay, well, let me say this then. He's a good eater. He loves to eat. He's a good eater. Now, do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
All right.
I'm picking up that there's someone in your life.
I have been by myself for so long. I guess they're probably in a distance. They haven't shown themselves. They haven't come forth and said anything.
Yeah, they may not, but they're certainly
watching
you.
But you have a friend. Yeah, but there's a friend that likes her.
You
have a friend. You know somebody that likes you, but you don't like him.
Nobody has said anything to me.
Really? Okay.
Nobody has said a word to me, ladies. I wouldn't deceive you. Nobody.
You know, Daphne, some men don't just say it. You know, women have to sort of guide them. And you're not even considering this person. It's almost like he's invisible to you, even though he's in your life. But he's certainly got feelings for you.
What work does he do? Because I guess I have to go keep my eyes open.
Okay, he either owns a grocery store or a 7-Eleven. One of the two, either grocery store or 7-Eleven. So now do you know who it is? Does this man knows you? Feeling his presence around you.
No, ma'am. I have no idea.
You don't go to any
Has anybody been flirting with you lately? Like maybe flirting or saying little things and your eyebrows arch up a little bit?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
I'm picking up a guy around you. I don't know why he's obscure to you that you're not feeling him or know his presence.
Mm-mm.
Maybe he's a stalker.
Well, that's not
maybe he's
that
a stalker and you don't know it, but I can feel
that's
this man's presence around
at all.
No, it's not healthy.
Okay.
But she's saying it in a way like he watches you and he likes you, but he's obviously sort of afraid of approaching you.
Wow.
Because if you've been without somebody for a long time, somebody might assume that you want to stay that way.
Wow.
And so it can actually turn people off, right?
And see, if you give men the impression that you're going to intimidate them, they're going to be a little gun-shy about talking to you. You know what I mean? Like, you need to use your women wiles more and not be so dominant, because I can feel you're very dominant. You need to, you know, use your women wiles.
Yeah.
Use your lips
I have
and
a,
your
yeah,
eyes.
I have a strong,
let
I
them
have
know
a
you're
strong
vulnerable.
Personality.
She's
yeah,
also
strong.
Real matter-of-fact about things.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You're real matter-of-fact about things.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might feel a little embarrassed to bring up antic to you because you're so matter-of-fact and you're so take care of business. Do you understand? Why are you laughing?
Cause you
because
you did it right.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
yes, well, I have a strong personality and all of that. It's, you know.
Yeah, and
bam,
it's
bam,
okay.
Bam. Yes, yes.
But, you know, you might want to just drop some hints around you. When you go to the convenience store, you know, it is so time for me to have a man in my life. I am waiting for that man to just speak up, whoever he is.
Okay.
You know, we need to be doing things instead of living, you know, not seeing each other. We need to be out enjoying life together. Just pop those hints around your friends when you go into the convenience store. You know,
or whatever, even
that guy will probably
like,
start to be like, well, he'll say something and you'll know. He'll say something like, a woman like you, I can't believe you don't have a man in your life.
Wow.
God, she's going to say something like that to you.
Mm.
And you're going to be like, no, nobody will come up and speak to me. There's supposed to be a man in my life, but he won't show himself.
Wow.
You're going to have those kind of conversations.
And also, like Brenda said, let your friends know that you are interested in being in a relationship. Put it out there.
Oh, they,
you got to put
they
it in
know, the but they know, but everybody say, oh, no, we not finding nobody for you because we're not going to get the right person. They all know I'm... They
yeah,
all know
there's
I'm,
no perfect man on earth. Everybody has faults. Nobody's
I
perfect.
I asked them, I said, why don't you find me somebody? Oh, no, we're not going to get the right person. So they're not bothering.
So do you understand what they're saying to you, Daphne? That you make it too difficult for them to even find somebody.
Wow.
Because they're afraid even they will get chastised for not bringing the right man into your life. Do you understand what
no,
they're
I
saying
haven't.
To you?
Mm-hmm.
You are
I didn't
the block
speak like
for
that.
Your romance.
Mm.
You are the block.
Wow.
Yeah. I know, that's sobering, isn't it?
Mm-mm.
But we have to all look at that. Because sometimes the block is other people, like ex-husbands and all that kind of junk. But when you're your own block, that means you need to relax something. Because if you're expecting Mr. Perfect to walk in and always take the trash out, and, you know, if he forgets once, then he's not perfect enough. I'm going to tell you about a friend of mine. She used to talk about that all the time about men, and it was like even the personal ads, she wouldn't do the personal ads because she said, oh, they all have bad grammar. Do you really
oh,
give
no.
a crap about grammar
oh, no.
when you're laying
I'm
in bed alone?
Them. I'm not doing them because I say I'm not paying. Because last night I went and filled a thing out. It said for free. By the time I put my picture up there, it's telling me to update and pay money. I said, forget about it.
Oh, there's other ways, sweetie. Don't go
yeah.
there. There's other
right.
stuff
you,
out there that's free.
To events
yeah.
or to church, to your temple.
Yeah,
you can meet
I,
every
there's
day.
Nobody at my church. Everybody, I don't know.
Okay, now, see, now, this is what
okay.
we call
you
psychology. Is when somebody
hold
has,
on. Hold on a minute. I'm on the phone. The door is open. I'm sorry. Yeah,
see,
my
now,
neighbor.
You see how you even oh. did to me there, Daphne? Listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they. You know, it's like this is a, what psychologists consider somebody who puts up their. You know, it's still the block thing because you're saying to me when I give you a solution. Oh no, you're telling me that there's no one in your church, and then you're telling me that your friends won't do it, and it's like, and if I were to tell you to go to this volunteer job and see who you meet, you'd say, oh, there's never anybody there.
No, no, no.
You
no,
have
I would,
to
no,
stop.
No, I would say
and
that.
You go ahead and give her the word. It's cock blocking, I think she calls it. That's what you're doing, Sue.
Say that
you know,
again.
In other words, just enjoy yourself, Daphne. Be loving like you are and just put yourself out there. Be flirty.
Relax.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Flirty.
Oh,
and
relax.
Just enjoy yourself.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead and let the bumbler come into your life where you're you're always bumbling, and pretty soon you're going to wonder how you didn't see him before, and you love the fact that he makes you laugh because he's always bumbling things up.
Wow.
It's okay.
So I guess
perfection
I need to be more,
is not as fun as everyone thinks it is. No.
I need to be more observant and look around. So you say 7-Eleven stores?
Don't get arrested by going in there and telling that man that he's yours, okay?
I just saw a store that this man worked at, and he does have a big behind. So that will be your clue.
Okay. Wow.
It's okay if he has a little junk in the trunk, Daphne, okay?
That is so funny.
Right?
Okay.
So make sure that you're fed.
Right,
well,
I gotta
sweetie.
Move on. You're making me laugh.
All right.
I gotta
thank
Daphne,
you.
You're gonna be fine. Just open yourself up to love, honey. That's all
thank
you gotta
you.
Do. Thank you
thank
for calling.
You. So it was a pleasure.
Area code
thank
01,
you.
You're on the line with Linus and Brenda.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how
yes.
I don't really wanna give my name. It's a very personal question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to know that I just recently started a new job and I am getting the vibe of one of my coworkers having attraction or feelings towards me. But I am happily married. I think he's happily married, but I just want to know if it's in my head or if I'm imagining it or he is having feelings for me.
Because you're talking about it, you're thinking about him. If he didn't mean anything to you, you wouldn't even bring it up. Okay, so you already showed your front card when you mentioned his name and talked about it. Because when people don't mean anything to you and you're very happy in your marriage, any man, Denzel Washington, George Clooney could walk up to you. You don't even give it a second thought because you're too in love with your husband.
Yeah,
but true. She wants to know if he's thinking.
Any man, regardless however that he approaches you, you would shut him down if you love your husband. Am I correct or not? I don't have to be psychic for that. You would shut him down. Like, I don't know what you're saying, sir, but I love my husband.
Yeah, but and she wants to know if he's feeling something.
Well, if he's feeling so what if he is? Shut him down. She loves her husband. Even if he approaches her, it's like, no, I love my husband.
See, we're
walk
just
away.
Talking about answering questions, not necessarily putting them on the perfect path, although we try.
Yeah.
So.
Is that answering your question for you?
No.
I want to know, is he being flirty towards you? Is he interested in you? Because you want to know if there's an interest there for you to play with?
No. Honestly, no. I just think that maybe it was in my head because I tend to overanalyze everything. And ever since I noticed that this person may be interested in me, it's been making me nervous going around him. So I'm trying to avoid him.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to know.
Yeah, and so what would you do with it if you knew that he was actually, he really liked you?
Yeah,
well,
what would you do?
I went into his office to talk about business stuff, and I caught him gazing into my eyes, like really into my eyes, and then moving down to my lips, and then going back up in my eyes, lips. And that made me very uncomfortable. And ever since then, I've been trying to avoid him. But then, it's very hot and cold. So that's why I feel like maybe it's just in my head. Maybe I'm overanalyzing. Maybe I was wearing too much makeup that day. And that's why he was looking at me that way.
Well,
why are you challenging
a real
yourself?
Typical way that a man looks at a woman, literally, men look at women's faces and then they go throughout their whole body. This is
been tracked and documented, that's the way men actually look at women. Women tend to just stay near the face, okay? So whatever you're feeling, I don't know if you're just nervous or you've had some bad experiences in the past. I think there's just too much, there's not enough for us to really go on. Would I say that the guy, I'm going to tell you right off, did he look at you and he maybe thought you looked nice that day? Possibly. I mean, I get something, but I don't get like where this guy is thinking, you know, he wants you and he wants to own you and all that. Because, listen, we've had callers come in and they were sexually harassed. And I'm not getting that impression from you. I mean, from what I'm reading off you. So if you do know that you overreact to things, then my thought is this, let it go. And then if you get something else where he actually says something to you, then you know that, you know, you might need to institute something like, listen, I'm married and I'm not interested. If that doesn't stop him, then you know you have a problem. But right now what you're describing is just simple interactions between men and women, because men do that. I mean, it's just documented. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be worried yet at all. And isn't this the new office?
Yes.
Yeah. If I were you, I would just, and the reason I wouldn't want you to keep going with this thought, because then if you see something that's not there, you could really make your whole work environment awful for everybody. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, yeah. No, I'm not feeling that this guy is, like, trying to get you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Thank you for calling. Area code 337, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, and you? How are you doing this day?
I'm good. Miss Linus, this is Tamla. I call you from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tamla, yes. How are you feeling?
I'm great. When I seen you was on this evening, I said, I got to call and just get a check-in and just see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, doing great. Doing much better. Family's doing better. That
Wonderful.
Makes me feel Yeah.
One.
Everything's fine. No complaints. How about you? What have you been up to, or should
good.
I get into you?
Oh, goodness.
And Brenda's here,
working.
Too.
Working
yep.
and just wanting to travel. So I guess my question would be, like, do you see some travel coming up for me soon?
Oh, girl, as soon as you said that, August, Spitfire. Whoa, did that hit me? So you couldn't have got the word out your mouth. I saw August and Spitfire, which means that you're going to a barbecue and, you're going to meet somebody.
Oh, wow. Because I was thinking about going on a cruise, but it looks like time-wise.
Well,
cruises,
they go to the islands. You know, they take the tender from the cruises and go to the islands and have your fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to the not the Bahamas, but to the Caribbean.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you see something for
There's
August.
A man waiting for you over there, girl. Hush your mouth.
Oh,
Here's a man waiting, and his name is Jacques. I'm getting like Jacques, almost French. He's tall, chocolate. Oh, Lord, and he's got a body. Woo,
mm-hmm.
Jesus. I just want to sing my. But, yeah, when you go on this cruise, his name is Jacques. You'll meet him on the island. And he's infatuated with you. So I'm going to put it like this. I don't know if there's going to be a relationship, but he's infatuated with you. So I'm going to tell you like this. When people go to Vegas, they say to stay in Vegas. When you go to the Caribbean, stay in Caribbean.
Now, will this be after August, or is this around August time? Because that would be next month.
Yeah, well, I see the latter part of August. And
okay.
It is a celebration. Wherever you're at, you're enjoying yourself. You guys are partying. But I see it's like a barbecue going on, so I saw Spitfire. You know, almost, or if it's not a barbecue, it could be like where everybody's sitting around in the evening around a, what do they call that? The little fire pit?
Like a bonfire. Well, they call
like
it
a luau.
Yeah,
well, not a luau,
a bonfire,
like a fire pit.
Not a...
So if it's not a barbecue, then you all, but you're celebrating. You're sitting around, you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
See, lights like on the poles going, so Yeah, okay. It's okay. It's
oh,
okay.
Cool,
but yeah,
cool.
I see you meeting this guy, so whatever, whatever.
All right now. All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Linus.
Yeah, remember, his name is Jacques, and remember I told you what he looked like. And he's got either small little curls. He's got a mixture because his hair is kind of soft and curly.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, but it's short. It's short. Girl, it ain't no Jerry Curl mess. It's just short, curly. So that's why I say he's got a mixture of something. But he's chocolate, and he is. I mean, the spirit showed me his body, and it was like, my. Woo. That's why I said, whatever happens in the Caribbean stays there. Go and enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Tell me about it when you get back down. I want to know.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, you're hanging up. Okay.
Oh, I forgot.
Calling.
Okay.
Oh, wait a
minute.
All right. Area code 919. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? My name is Janice, and I just came across your show, and I said I was drawn to it, so I'm going to call.
Oh,
well,
hi,
thank
Janice.
You for calling, Janice. How are you doing today, young lady?
I am great. How are you?
Terrific.
Yeah.
Okay. And Brenda, she's on too.
Okay, hello, Brenda. How are you?
Hi.
Good. I have one question, and it's in the area of career. I'm in this job that I kind of took it, you know, just to kind of make ends meet. But this thing is just draining me, and I can't seem to, you know, kind of get out of it. You know how you're in something a little longer than what you're intending? So I'm trying to get a clear path on what I'm supposed to do with this.
Yeah, because the job you're in now is sort of a methodical stress job. You know, piece by piece, each day is taking something away from you.
Yeah.
I understand that. Are you into IT?
Well, currently I kind of do it now. I do, like, technical support over the phone, but that's not really what I want to do. I'm more so of a creative person. I have, like, a business idea that I'm trying to get off the ground, but while I'm planning and going into that phase, I need to get out of this where I'm at so I can at least have, you know, peace of mind, you know, and keep the bills paying and things like that.
Right, and I'll get back. Oh God, I just lost my train of thought when you were saying. You were saying about the. God, I saw the IT when you said create. That's what it was. Okay, number one, do a SBA loan for your business, Small Business Administration loan. Because you said it's something you want to get off the ground. They'll give you $5,000 or $10,000 just to start. You know, get your business going, your acclimate, yeah. Now, other jobs. Brenda, are you still with us?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I keep seeing IT, and I understand what you're saying, but I see IT.
Computer.
Okay, now I'm seeing it. A small... computer company, but they're doing work. Oh, God. What am I trying to see? It's like, it's almost like a clothing thing, like putting designs or whatever together.
Okay. It's okay, because she said she's doing the creative stuff, so.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I see some for right now, because she said she wants to do another job, but, you know, to keep everything going in the household. So
right.
I see... like a small startup, you know, like one of those computer companies, like maybe they do, like McAfee, like maybe they do security. So
you know,
what I'm saying to you, Janice, is maybe check out like McAfee or some or MSN, any of these security companies, because with that you can bring your creativity along with your IT, even though you're doing it over the phone. Now, I know you got the business on the side that you want to do. That you can handle through SBA. But as far as this, I think if you try, I'm just seeing IT, but more like you're helping this company to build up. You're helping them. So look in security.
Like
if you look up
company.
On the Internet, look for Internet security companies that may be in your area or not too far away.
Okay.
You know, and apply for those. The pay will definitely be better. your pay will go up to $15 or $18 an hour or even greater. But the base pay, you're looking at $15 or $18 an hour, and then it can go up.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's
it sounds like if you get with this smaller startup company, that for one, it'll help you with ideas for your company, you know, not to do their work, but how to do some of your business. Do you understand? So, for instance, you'll learn from this other company versus just being, you know, a voice on a phone.
Yes.
Are you applying at sort of parallel positions now?
I'm sorry, Anna? Applying where? I'm sorry, applying where?
Parallel type positions. Positions that are like what you're doing, but in different companies, it'd be good for you to start applying at other positions.
Okay.
Because the next job is not going to have the same stress weight, and it'll allow you to learn some things and also help your upcoming business.
Yes.
Okay. So,
now, the only thing I want to say is, Janice, don't start applying for positions till after the 20th of July, okay?
Yeah.
After the 20th of July, when you start applying in several companies, you will get callbacks.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
Yeah. And keep doing your business. You know,
keep creativity on the other side, that you want to do. The only thing I'm going to tell you is that on this new job, you might have to travel 20 minutes from home. I see that as top, probably about 20-minute commute back and forth.
Oh, I can handle that. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good
to me.
Okay, me too.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Janice, and wish you luck on that job, girlfriend. You're going to do good, though.
Right.
I can already feel
it.
Oh,
you are.
You're positioning yourself well.
Yeah, she sure is.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Area code 502, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Gabby. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Did you say Jackie?
Debbie.
Oh, Debbie.
Debbie. I'm sorry. Okay.
Debbie.
Go ahead, Debbie.
I just want to know if you see me moving to other house.
In the fall, not soon. You want to move this summer, but it won't come about this summer, but this fall, I would say October and November are the 2 months that you're going to be moving, either one of those months. And it's definitely going to be a much better place. You're being delayed right now for a reason, because things have got to come in place before you make this move. So that's why the delay, because I know for you, you feel like you should be out of there by next month, but you're being held back for a reason. Something else is going on unbeknownst to you. But when you move either October or November, it will be excellent. It'll be where you're supposed to be. So if you can just be patient and hold on for a little while, what you want and pray for and desire will be. It will come about.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my divorce will follow fast because I'm waiting for the, you know, to divorce file and everything. So divorce, at least the separation, you know, legally, I want to that resolved so I can have my alimony, and it's I'm pushing for too long already. So did you see it coming out?
Your divorce? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, my alimony. Actually, my, you know, because I know divorce is going to take a while a little bit, but at least the alimony, the support, financially support it.
Oh.
I can't hear her right, but
no, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not picking up on any alimony. I'm getting a gut-wrenching feeling concerning what you're asking as far as finances from your ex. Is that going to cause a problem for you to even ask?
No, it's not much. We're friends, though, you know, but it just needs to resolve the amount. We need
okay,
to
let
just
me
have them
do you like this, because I don't see it. Do everything legally correct.
Okay.
Do everything legally correct, and then maybe the judge will grant that, but right now I'm not seeing it. But I also see that when you talk to him about money, he likes to get, should I say, violent or, like, really out of pocket when it comes to money.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
why I'm telling you, just do it legally. Make sure everything is done, and then that way if the judge so, you know, gives you alimony, then fine. But, yeah,
okay.
I wouldn't discuss it with him. Let's put it like that.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I would just discuss yes. that with your attorney and leave it there and not go to him and say, well, are you going to give me alimony or what, blah, 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 because it might turn out to be something that you don't want to happen. So that's why I'm telling you. What I feel and see right now, just discuss it with your attorney and have him to put it in the paperwork.
Okay, that works for me. Okay, honey. Well, I want to thank you. Thank you guys so much for the reading.
Well, okay, you're most welcome. And you be safe, and I'll be praying for you, okay? Be careful.
Yeah, thank you. Okay,
all right. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 678, you're going to be our last call for the day. Who is this?
Hello, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Terrific. How can we help you?
Yes. I would like to know any kind of insight on my career. Right now, I am working, but it's not steady work. So it's more of a contract work that I do, but I want to find something more steady, more stable.
Okay. Two things I see. One, education. And apply for some temporary agencies. So to get a good job later on, you might want to go back to school and get a little bit more under your belt as far as whatever field that you feel good in, that you want to accomplish. Secondly, go through temporary agencies. That's what I'm seeing. That one of those agencies, not only will they hire you on a temporary job, but that job could turn into something permanent. Now, this job is going to pay good money for you, and I see sunshine all around you. So this job makes you happy. It's like where you wanted to be to begin with when you started working. So apply it all. Temporary agencies. Apply at least at five of them, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to get feedback. Mm-hmm. They're going to be calling you back for interviews and send you out on job interviews. But apply to five different companies, and one of the five
okay.
will send you out. When you go out on the temporary, just realize or ask, will this turn into a permanent position in the future?
Okay.
And the money's good. The money's good, mm-hmm. So,
I mean, the only reason why I'm asking that, because right now I'm thinking about going back to makeup. I want to go to makeup school. I do want to pick that up at the side.
Because
right now I'm in my grad school, but it's in a different field. But I want to try a leap of faith in the makeup.
Well, sure,
so.
And honey, if that's your passion and that's what you love, then do it. That's what I picked up, education, and then I said, you know, go through the temporary. So, yeah, if that's your passion, do that. It might take a minute, but you know what? If it's something that you love doing, you'll put out 150%, you know?
Right.
Maybe take,
mm-hmm.
you know, one class a week or a couple of nights a week if you're able to do that, you know, to keep it going. And like I said, go through the temporary agencies.
Okay. I sure will.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, and thank you for calling.
Okay,
we're coming to the end of the road, and oh, my goodness. Brenda, we had a good show today. I truly enjoyed. And let me make an announcement, everybody. On Friday is Brenda's show. It's Film Conscious Feelings. Is that correct, Brenda?
Correct.
Okay, and it comes on at 3:30, y'all. So if you want to tune in, Film Conscious Feelings at 3:30 every Friday, and it's Brenda. you know, who's on the show with me, and you guys will enjoy it. Also, as I said before, don't forget, if you want an in-depth reading, go to Linus44@hotmail.com and let me know that you're from the show, and I'll do a reading. Of course, it's going to cost you. Now, you know that. That's my business. That's one of my businesses, psychic readings. So, anyway, and I hope that you've all have had a good week. We are in Mercury retrograde, so be careful in your communications and understanding. Know that we love you, and we're here every Wednesday from 3 to 4. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your children. All on in. We will help you the best that we can with the help of spirit and love. Brenda, did you have any?
Hello?
Brenda, did you have anything you wanted to say on the way out?
Well, yeah. You know, you guys, well, I'll just tell you my thing. Let your love go wrong, folks.
Would you say, Brenda, don't let your love go wrong?
Don't let your love go wrong. Like,
all right, yeah,
always.
They're trying to take us off the air. So with that, we love you. Thank you for listening to the show. We'll look for you next Wednesday. And have a good week, everybody.
We've got a lot of
stairs
up. Love you. It's cold today. Don't worry. We're gunning for you.
Yes. And, yeah, we be praying for a lot of people. We got your name on our prayer list.
Right.
Got it. All righty.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Have a wonderful.